Good morning, everyone. Nice to be back. Reading this morning from Baptist Shiva, lesson 42. How do we use affirmations? An affirmation is a positive declaration or assertion that we repeat regularly to bring about useful changes in our life. While repeating the words, we concentrate on the meaning and visualize and feel the desired result. Your words, visualizations, and feelings have power. They impress your subconscious mind. When they are positive, useful, and creative, they make you more secure and successful in everything you do. Affirmations must be carefully worded to gain the desired effect. The sadhana is to repeat it to yourself for a minute or two, ideally at the same time each day. Silently is good, but aloud is even better. For example, I can, I will, I am able to accomplish what I plan. Repeating this each day programs your mind with confidence and increases your willpower. But just saying the words is not enough. You must feel, I can, I will, I am able. Imagine what it will feel like when you accomplish your goal. It is helpful to remember the feeling of success you experienced when you achieved something in the past. Positive affirmations help you face life with optimism. Negative thinking does the opposite. Many people think, I can't, I won't, I am not able. And sure enough, they fail. Why? Because they have programmed their mind to fail. An affirmation creates the opposite effect. You see the goal clearly and feel yourself attaining it. Success follows naturally. Gurudeva's other affirmations include, I'm all right now. All my needs will always be met. And I'm equal to any challenge I meet. Affirmation builds a positive self-concept. This means knowing that you are a worthy person deserving a wonderful life and fully capable of achieving it. Having such a positive concept allows us to identify with our inner spiritual nature so that we truly feel we are a divine being on a perfect path. And we have Gurudeva's quote here, get into the rhythm of the affirmation. This causes strong feelings and impressions deep in the inner mind. Each word has a certain rate of vibration. Feeling is greater than visualization. This last point in the lesson, I think we can look at first. Affirmations build a positive self-concept. Worthy person deserving a wonderful life and fully capable of achieving it. And why is this important? The lesson goes on to explain. We need to have that feeling before we can identify with our soul. If we don't feel we're a worthy person and capable of having a wonderful life, we feel we're an unworthy person, then it really doesn't work to identify with our soul nature, which is even more positive and dynamic and wonderful than just having a positive self-concept. So we need to move, if we have a negative self-concept, we need to move from that a positive self-concept, and then move from the positive self-concept to identifying with the soul. Language is very interesting in terms of how we phrase something. We can say, I have a body, I have a mind, I have emotions, I have a soul. Or we can say, I am the soul, that also happens to have a body, mind, and emotions, right? It doesn't sound like much, but it's a big difference in how it impresses us. So, Yoga Swami has this first letter, he goes through that same idea. You are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not the emotions, you are not this, you are not that. You are the soul. Brahma, he says, Ni Atma. You are the soul. And that's the way we want to think. And to do that, we need a positive sub-concept. And that's important too, if you're raising children or influencing the lives of grandchildren, that the concept they're developing about themselves. And it's the difference between correcting someone's behavior and challenging who they are. You could say, if your grandchild does something inappropriate and you're in the position of correcting them, you could say, that was a stupid thing to do. Well, the mind takes the word stupid and applies it. The child hears the word stupid and applies it to him or herself. I'm stupid. I did a stupid thing about it. If we're more careful in wording it, I can say, what you did really wasn't a wise thing to do, but I know you're such a smart person, you won't do it again. You can word it another way. So you don't challenge who the child is. Put the word stupid in the subconscious mind. So it's very important that that doesn't happen. If it does happen, then we have to spend time as an adult undoing it. Taking out any negative self-concepts that we've accumulated because of how we were raised by our parents, grandparents, what our older siblings said to us, if we have them, that impresses the mind, teachers at school, so forth. If we've had a lot of negative impressions put in the mind, we need to get them out. And affirmations is a wonderful way to accomplish that and move, if we have one, from a negative self-concept to a positive one, and then from a positive self-concept to I am the soul. In terms of using affirmations, Gurudeva gives three keys, which are also in this lesson. It's in the sentence here toward the beginning. While repeating the words, we concentrate on the meaning and visualize and feel the desired result. So we have meaning, visualization, and feeling. Another word for meaning that I've used is think. In other words, if we do an affirmation regularly, say every day we do an affirmation, it's like anything else we do every day, we can do it without thinking about it. You can drive to the temple without thinking about it and say, how'd I get here? Because you've done it so many times, the habit mind takes over. You can brush your teeth without thinking about it. But if you do an affirmation without thinking about it, it doesn't work. We need to think about the meaning of the affirmation. You have to have the mind consciously focused on it. And as I say, if we do something regularly, it's easy for that not to happen. So we need to think or focus on the meaning. Visualize means to have a specific visualization in mind. The example I use in my keynote is for the one, I can, I will, I am able to visualize, to manifest what I plan, something like that. I can, I will, I am able to manifest what I plan. Oh, I see the planning, and it's remodeling a garage into an office. It's my keynote image. So you visualize creating the plan, the drawings, you visualize building it, and you visualize what it looks like when you're done. So you have three stages in the visualization. The creation of it, which is drawings, the manifesting of it, and then the existence of it. So like that, some kind of visualization which creates a specific example of a general principle, which is in the visual, which is in the affirmation. Affirmations are generally very general, so you have to choose a specific example to use in the visualization. And then the idea of feeling, as it says in this text, feeling is even more powerful than visualizing. And Gurudeva, in his trilogy lesson on affirmations, says this is the part that is sometimes left out, and therefore the affirmation doesn't work. He goes on to explain we need to feel now as it will feel in the future when we've accomplished it. We have to imagine the feeling we'll have when whatever we're visualizing manifests, and have that feeling in the present. So when we combine all three, thinking about the meaning, visualizing a specific example, and feeling now how it will feel in the future, then those are the keys for the affirmation actually working. A related topic is being negative or positive in our thoughts and speech. There's a tendency for the human mind to be more negative than it wants to admit. I don't know why, but we tend to err that way. Instead of being more positive than we should be, you know, being an unrealistic person, always wearing double sets of rose-colored glasses, we tend to be more negative than we should be. And sometimes it's just in our thoughts. We're asked to do something, and our first thought is, I can't do that. That's asking too much of me. Just have that thought to myself. Or we're asked to do something a certain way, and our first thought is, well, that won't work out. His plan isn't realistic. We tend to have a negative thought more often than we admit. Or the same thing can happen between spouses who've been married a while, that one or both can be tend to be negative about what the other one is trying to do. Even if it's not verbalized, it can happen in thinking, oh, that won't work out. Well, even if we think that, it impacts the other person. Now, what's very important to monitor that tendency and make sure we're not falling into that humanness, shall we say, of being a bit too negative about things. And try instead to be positive. Try and make something work out. Even, you know, if somebody else creates it and you're not sure it's going to work, try and make it work out. But give it your best effort. Don't simply get a bit negative about it. Maybe it's a good plan and you just don't fully understand it. There's a Nadinada Sutra that relates to affirmations, Sutra 308, Remolding the Subconscious. My devotees succeed by remolding subconscious magnetic forces. They purge the dross through Vasana Dhaha Tantra, which means writing and burning past transgressions and current problems, then use positive affirmations. So it's a two-step process. Remolding the subconscious mind through Vasanagata Tantra, which in modern terminology is called journaling, writing down the past, clearing it up, and positive affirmations. So affirmations don't work that well when there's a lot of the past rumbling around in our subconscious mind that's unresolved. That's what this is saying. That's why Gurudeva has the Mahavasanadana Tantra practice, which is asking everyone to write down 10 pages for every year of your life. Gurudeva did that when he was 60-something. He was working on it every morning for a long time there. You can see the smoke coming out from his room. First thing in the morning, he worked on a few pages. So he set a good example there, even when he was 60-something and doing the whole thing himself. And of course, when he did it, he could actually remember a lot of experiences in his first few years, which most people can't remember 10 pages for year one. Somehow he had an ability to remember all the way back. You know, when I was in my crib, I did this. But setting that aside, the topic of the sutra is the overview, remolding the subconscious, or the subconscious mind. Samskara Chitta is what it's called in Sanskrit. And samskara is a mental impression. So in English, we just call it our memories. When we see something or when we do something, an impression goes in the subconscious mind and it creates a memory. But even if we don't remember it, the impression is still there. We don't remember it, it means we're not accessing that part of the subconscious mind, but it's still there. Unless we've remolded it. Normally, when you think of meditation, controlling the mind, you just think of the conscious mind, the intellect, and our thought process. Oh, all I need to do is quiet my thoughts. Mental activity. Yoga is the restraint of mental activity. Yogas chitta vritti nirodha. But Patanjali also talks about the samskara chitta and different ways of remolding it. Because what is causing the thoughts in many instances is the samskaras, the impressions in the subconscious mind. Generally things that are unresolved from the past is generating thoughts in the future. So the two things work together. Subconscious is busy generating thoughts, like because things are unresolved. Therefore, if we resolve what's in the subconscious mind, what happens? The number of thoughts we have reduces, right? So it's very integral to being able to sit with a mind that has no thoughts without effort. If we're struggling, you know, like holding back a dog that's barking at something, if we're struggling to control our thoughts, you know, we haven't reached where we want to be. We want to sit with a quiet mind. That's the goal. It should be effortless to control the thoughts. If we go in far enough, then there's not a bunch of samskaras that are unresolved in our subconscious, then we can just sit there if we go in deeply enough without thoughts. That was the way Gurudeva meditated. You just go in, and he says, every once in a while, I have a thought. It's like a fish swimming by slowly. That's a good goal, right? Every once in a while, I have a thought. So this is important to it, and it's broadening affirmations just to show us that it's a way of molding and remolding the subconscious mind. And we're going to talk subconscious magnetic forces. So that's magnet is one way of thinking about the subconscious. You've heard me say that in a number of talks. It's like we have a big magnet inside of us, and what happens is being attracted by us. Even random people doing something. Why does it happen? Because we have a magnet inside of us that attracted it. And that magnet is the subconscious. And that's how karma works. And as we change the subconscious, we're changing what gets attracted to us. So affirmations is one way of changing it in a very specific way. We're wanting certain things to happen, and therefore we're putting those images in the subconscious. We're charging them with feeling and visualization, and therefore that would be attracted to us if we do it correctly. So it's a magnetic process that we want to become more conscious of, shall we say. It's going on anyway. But we always need to remember, particularly when things happen in our life that we wish didn't happen, we can only blame one person, right? That's ourself. We're willing to take credit, again, it's human nature. When things go right, we'll take the credit, but when things go wrong, we don't want to blame ourselves. We want to blame someone else. Human nature. But we're responsible for all the successes and all the things that we didn't want to have happen, because the magnetic part of us, the subconscious mind, is attracting it. So gaining better control over that is done through this process of clearing it out through the Vasana Daha Tantra, keeping it clear through Vasana Daha Tantra, and then when it's reasonably clear, affirmations are much easier to use effectively. Well, thank you very much. Wonderful day.